Thank you for listening to the American Jewish World Service Weekly Dvar Zedek podcast. I'm Ruth Messenger, president of AJWS. For more information about AJWS work all over the globe, and to find out how you can get involved, please visit our website at www.ajws.org.
This is Parshat Pinchas, read by Rabbi James Jacobson Mazels. Just before Parshat Pinchas begins, Israelite men have begun sleeping with foreign women. These relations have brought the Israelites to worship foreign gods, and have caused, in response, a divine plague to break out in the Israelite camp. God and Moshe then command the Israelites to slaughter the idol worshippers among the Israelites. In the very next verse, we learn that Zimri ben Salu, an Israelite, and Cosbi bat Zur, a Midianite, publicly display their relationship as Zimri takes Cosbi back to his tent to sleep with her. Our parsha opens with the conclusion of the bloody tale as Pinchas slaughters Zimri and Cosbi and ends the plague. The surface meaning of the story seems to indicate that Pinchas has acted properly and saved the Israelites. However, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Lehner of Izbitz, a Polish Hasidic Rebbe, turns this understanding on its head. He argues that Pinchas is profoundly mistaken. Though it seems that Zimri is acting improperly according to the acknowledged law, he is, according to Rabbi Lehner, following a deeper divine will, which compels him to violate the accepted standards. Rabbi Lehner teaches that Zimri and Cosbi are cosmic soulmates, and that they're joining together as part of the mystical process of tikkun, healing the cosmos, often understood in Kabbalah as the erotic union of masculine and feminine. It is rather Pinchas who, in his immature zealotry and rash judgment, acts wrongly and tragically, failing to see the deeper motivation and attunement of Zimri and Cosbi, failing to see their righteous civil disobedience, their attempt to participate in the healing of the world for what it is. And so it seems that both Pinchas, according to the pshat, simple meaning of the text, and Zimri, according to Rabbi Lehner's understanding, perform acts of radical activism. In the midst of values upturned, they stage their rebellions fervently by taking the law into their own hands and acting on their own beliefs. Yet it seems that both Pinchas and Zimri, though seeking to push their community to adhere to a moral standard, ultimately produce destructive consequences. This story is a cautionary one for activists, radical or otherwise, in our pursuit of justice, of shaping a world that embraces our sense of morality. How do we ensure that our actions are not rash and clouded, but rather mindful and clear? How do we ensure that these moments of radical activism bring healing and not destruction? Though we might all, with Rabbi Lehner, see appropriate places for civil disobedience, how do we ensure that our actions embody courageous resistance and not oppressive zealotry? Rabbi Lehner suggests two qualities that can bring us closer to a place of certainty as we make choices about how to act in the world. The first is humility. We should develop a wise, balanced humility that recognizes our own human frailty rather than a crushing, repulsive humility, as Rabbi Lehner terms it, which makes us see ourselves as worthless or incapable of action. Humility helps us recognize our fallible human nature and keeps us aware of the fact that there is always the possibility, in some way or element, that we have misjudged our circumstances. Humility leaves us no less committed, but rather bolstered with the ever-present possibility of re-examining our commitments to both ideals and actions. The second precursor to ethical action is a deep process of introspection, by which one attempts to make sure that no misplaced ego-driven motives, such as anger, revenge, self-righteousness, image, fame, fear, desire, and others, are in fact motivating one's actions. Appropriate action, Rabbi Lehner teaches, can only be discovered by courageously going within and investigating the place from which our struggle for justice emerges. Such introspection and humility can prevent us from acting rashly based on our anger and misguided self-certainty. When we do decide to act, we must act with the purity, compassion, and clarity that brings healing rather than division. When we approach activism with humility and deep introspection, we have done our best to ensure that our choices will be right. The true political activist, then, must also be a spiritual activist. Only thus, our parsha teaches, can we avoid the pitfall of zealotry and wisely dance to the different modes of political action in order to bring justice to our world.